Back in the days of Valentino, we know a maid named Ethel was so bright and alive.
Rack-a-doo, rack-a-doo, rack-a-doo.
But she was struck down by a trolley. Golly, said goodbye in 1925.
Cactus, cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus,
cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus,
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 cactus, cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus,
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 cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus,
cactus,
cactus, cactus.
It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus, cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Roy. It's Sunday, November 9th. 2014, and this is the Sunday show. Happy Sunday! But of course, I'm going to be playing calls that I did last night on Saturday's show. Last night, Dwight was on doing Blog Talk Radio, and I don't know, maybe an hour after he went off the air, I got on for about an hour and made some calls to some pizza customers and a few other things. So I'm going to play those calls on this show. This show is sponsored by Ben Kilburn. Thanks for supporting the show, Ben. Before I get started, I am going to promote something. This is another Kickstarter that I think looks really cool. It's about Joy Bubbles, the phone freak. I have played stuff about Joy Bubbles in the past on this show. Joy Bubbles was the blind guy from the 70s who could actually whistle free phone calls into payphones. He could pick up any phone and whistle 2600 hertz and pretty much take over the phone lines without any electronics. He would just whistle it. He was pretty amazing. He's dead now, by the way. But there's a Kickstarter. Some lady is making a documentary about Joy Bubbles' life, and she's doing a bunch of interviews. I saw that she interviewed Steve Wozniak the other day on the Facebook page. Let me try and play some of this audio from the Kickstarter. I'm not sure if any of it is good to play on an audio show, but let's see.
Hi there. I'm glad you called Stories and Stuff from here in Minneapolis, the land of cold weather and warm hearts. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller.
So Ingresia's ability to whistle was really pretty legendary. He actually, in college, he had the nickname the Whistler for being able to make these free phone calls.
He was world-renowned. He was the phone freak.
And if you dial a certain number and you tap the phone a certain way, all of a sudden you'll be connected to, you know, some port where you're listening to people or doing things you shouldn't be doing. I mean, this was really strange, wild stuff.
They were hacking into what was at the time the largest machine in the world, which was the telephone switching system.
He regarded the phone as a world communication system that he was part of.
It was his outer world, is how he connected to people. You know, he's blind, he didn't have any friends.
I think that blind people in general make much more use of the phone than sighted people because getting around is more difficult for us. The phone almost takes the place of a visit.
The telephone was really sort of his constant friend and companion. His parents fought a lot. You know, the comfort of the dial tone was just a very nice thing to him. It was, you know, it was always there. It was a place that he could play around. It was never mad at him. It never fought with anybody.
Next week, there'll be another story. Stay strong, take care of each other, and find some time to play. Bye for now.
Doesn't that sound amazing? I'm going to edit most of that away because there's a lot of visuals and stuff that you guys will probably think is boring, but I'll leave the good stuff in. Anyway, so far there are 76 people supporting this Kickstarter. They've made $3,400 and they have 26 days to go. Their goal is $15,000. And judging from all those interviews, it seems like they've already done a lot on the documentary. So I'm sure they're going to put it out whether or not they make this goal. But anyway, you should support this. It's on Kickstarter.com. Search for Joy Bubbles. And of course, I will put a link in the show notes on phonelosers.org. It's a worthy cause. I haven't supported it yet, but I'm definitely going to before the month is over. So if you think this is the sort of thing that you're going to pirate once it comes out, send them $5 or $10. One more thing before we get started on pizza calls. This week I made a pie chart about how Linux users spend their time, and I posted it on my Facebook page called Linux is Garbage. And for some reason, people are sharing and retweeting the shit out of this thing. But the funny thing is, though, if you go to Linux is Garbage on Facebook and look at all the shares, click on the shares and then look at them individually, and then watch the Linux people, the Linux supporters, freak out over the chart, because, you know, it's kind of insulting to Linux users. And that's just kind of amusing to me, because basically they're doing the things that the chart says they're doing by, you know, freaking out over the insults, I guess. So if you're as amused by that kind of thing as I am, go to facebook.com/linuxisgarbage and read all of the shares and leave your own comments on these people that share the post and watch the Linux people blow up at you. Okay, time for phone calls. These are from last night, and these are customers who ordered a pizza for delivery, and somehow or another I came across the customers' phone numbers and gave them a call and introduced them to various wacky situations. And this is a live show, by the way, so I took some prank suggestions from the chat room at prankcallnation.com/chat.
Hello?
Hello, Trish?
Yeah?
Hey, I'm calling from the pizza place. You ordered a pizza?
Yeah.
You didn't get that yet, did you?
Yes.
Huh?
We haven't.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the place. Is your porch light on?
Yeah, Washington Street by Jackson School.
Okay, yeah, I just passed Jackson School. Okay. And,
So turn, if you're on East Teton, turn left up Washington.
Don't talk to me about turns. I'm really drunk right now.
Huh?
I said, don't talk to me about turns. I'm really drunk right now. I'm just saying, yeah, I just passed Jackson. Oh boy, hold on. Oh God. Oh, I just puked. I just puked in my car. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that on the phone. Oh, it's all over your pizza. Why did she hang up? I don't get it.
Hello?
Hi. I was talking to Trish. I got hung up on. We got disconnected, maybe?
Yeah, this is her son.
Oh, hey. Hey. I'm sorry. I was trying to find your place. I'm over by Jackson School, but then I threw up.
Oh. You threw out? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really drunk tonight. I mean, I'm just a little tipsy tonight. And I couldn't find your place. But I hate to say this, but I got a lot of puke on your pizza. Yeah, but I mean, it's just on the box. I don't think any leaked through. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to my mom.
Well, she's gonna hang up on me again, right?
Look, you need to take our pizzas back and have somebody else bring us pizza.
Why?
If you're drunk and you threw up on the pizza.
I just threw up on half of the box, and I don't think it leaked through. It just did around the edges a little bit, like around the seams.
No.
It's
no.
Fine.
No.
You don't need to be.
Take
just,
it back.
Don't be so prissy about your pizzas, okay? What the hell? I wouldn't care. It's just on the box. It's not on the pizzas.
Hello.
Why do you keep hanging up on me? I'm trying to find your place. I'm over by the school.
Yeah, I don't want the pizzas if you threw up on the pizza box for the kids. I want you to take it back and get new pizzas.
I'm not going to drive all the way back there and make new pizzas. That's stupid. Just take the pizzas that I brought.
You threw up on the box.
Just on the box, not on the pizzas. You know? What's the big deal? What's your problem? You don't have to be a bitch about it. I'm just trying to do my job here.
Are you serious, dude?
Well, why is she being a bitch for? I don't get it. I'm just trying to deliver the pizzas. Do you have your porch light on?
Okay, you don't deliver the pizzas while you're drunk. Okay, that's part of your job.
Hey, don't tell me how to do my job. You don't work here.
Well, I'm pretty sure you need help how to do it, because you're obviously not doing it right if you're throwing up on the food.
You're not my manager, so you can shut the fuck up, okay? I'm just trying to do my job.
Talk to your manager and let him know that you threw up on our pizza?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the manager's here in the car with me. Let me put him on. Don't be stupid.
All
come
right,
on.
Well,
I'm just
we'll
trying
have to get a hold of him then.
I'm just trying to do my job.
You need to try harder.
Well, you need to shut the fuck up, because, I mean, you talk to someone like that who...
Okay, you know what? Just forget it.
Guess what happens when you talk like that to somebody who delivers your food? It gets spit on. It's a fact of life.
You get what?
What?
Call the, like...
Trish? 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 Aw. Come on, Trish.
Hello?
Hi, is this... I was calling for Christine. I'm calling from the pizza.
This is Christian, and my pizza was already delivered.
Oh, they wrote Christine here. That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm halfway... I'm not even halfway to the store. Do you think I can come back to your house? Because I really need to use the restroom.
I'm sorry, I can't. My dad's asleep and everything, and he doesn't like strangers in the house.
I'll be quiet. I'm not a stranger. I brought you your food. If you can trust me to bring your food, you can let me use your bathroom.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry.
I have to take a massive shit.
I'm sorry, sir.
I really need to go to the bathroom. Please, let me use your bathroom.
I gave my answer. If you don't stop calling, the police will be notified.
I don't really need to take a shit, okay? I don't really need to take a shit.
I'm not going
to
let you inside my house.
Can I just...
I hope you have a good night.
Listen.
I hope you can hold it till
you
get there.
It's not about the shit.
Hello?
Shayla?
Yes?
Hey, it's Greg from the pizza. We brought you a pizza earlier.
Yes.
And you ordered on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah, my manager, I'm the one that brought your pizza to you.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager said I had to call you and apologize. So I just wanted to say I'm really sorry.
What is that?
I can barely hear you. What was that?
Why are you calling to apologize?
Well, because the manager said I have to. He said it's the right thing to do and I shouldn't have done that. And I'm very sorry for what I did.
And what did you do?
I peed on your doorknob. Like I was... I peed on your doorknob. Like I urinated on your doorknob at your door.
Why?
I was unhappy with the tip. And it seemed funny at the time. I was laughing with a coworker about what I'd done. And the manager overheard. And he's like, not again. And he said, you have to call and apologize right now.
Okay.
So I'm really sorry.
Thank you.
What?
I said, okay, well, thank you for your apology.
You're welcome. And, you know, don't touch your doorknob because it's got pee on it and it's not sanitary.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to wash it tonight?
No.
Well, because the bacteria will get cooked in and stuff, you know? You gotta.
No, the bacteria will just proliferate, but it will... get all killed in the morning.
No. It'll get all baked into the doorknob because it's metal.
No.
You don't understand how bacteria works. I work at a pizza place, so I know. You need to clean that shit up right now. It penetrates the aluminum.
Thank you.
What kind of phone do you have? Because it's pretty goddamn awful. I can't even understand you, whatever you just said.
Thank you. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Are you going to take care of it tonight?
Sure.
Do you want me to come over tonight with some Windex? And some Lysol?
No, that'll be okay.
I'll use Lysol.
No, it's all right.
To clean it up. That'll break down the bacteria.
No, it's okay. We're good.
All right. When you ordered the internet pizza, you checked the box, right?
Which one?
There was a box with some small fine print stuff.
Nope.
No, you did. Because it shows right here on the orders. You checked the box.
Okay.
The box says that by ordering online, you check this box and you have to be friends with us. So we are BFFs now and I want to hang out.
Look, I'm trying to sleep. I'm gonna go to bed now.
But you just had a pizza. Why are you trying to sleep already?
It was 2.5 hours ago.
Well, you know, it's time to party. You just had your pizza. I'll bring over some weed. Aw.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Laura
is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Laura, this is Etza from the pizza. You ordered a pizza from us earlier, and I just needed to let you know I just got reprimanded by my manager because he looked at the security cameras where we make the pizzas, and guess what? He says I put too many pepperonis on your pizza. I put two extra pepperonis than I should. So basically, I need to, you really need to pick up the phone because I need to come back and get those two pepperonis that I accidentally gave you for free. Or you can pay me 37 cents per pepperoni. So the choice is yours. If you still have the pepperonis, we will take them back. Okay. Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling from the pizza. You ordered a pizza for delivery earlier?
Yeah.
And there's a small problem.
What's up?
Well, the manager, they looked on the security cameras and they saw that, like, you got the pepperoni, right?
Yeah, we got two pepperonis.
Yeah, because on one of the pepperonis, I put two extra pepperonis on there than I should have. Because we're only supposed to do a certain number of pepperonis. So they're saying I need to come back and get the pepperonis that I didn't, that I put on there extra. Because basically
We already ate the medium.
Oh, okay.
This one wasn't on.
Well, the pepperonis are 26 cents each, so you're gonna have to pay us 52 cents. I'm going to have to come back and get 52 cents from you.
We gave the guy a tip, so I guess you could just take it from that.
No, that was the driver. I'm not the driver. I'm the guy that made the pizza. So you can't expect him to pay for my mistake. So you need to pay us 52 cents.
I have to pay you for your mistake?
Correct, yes. I mean, it's not. That's you're not paying me stupid. For my mistake. Because you got two extra pepperonis. You're paying for what you got.
So I have to pay you for two extra pepperonis.
Yeah, 52 cents.
It's
not stupid. You're paying for what you got.
I paid $40 for a $35 pizza.
Well, that's your stupid financial mistake. That's why you're not rich, because you do things like
I'm
that.
I'm stupid.
No, I'm just saying, you have to pay that
I'm
extra 52 cents.
You put two pieces of pepperoni, so kind of it makes you stupid.
No, I'm saying you're stupid because you pay that much for a pizza when you can just go to Little Caesars and get them for $5.
I thought that. So you want me to go to Little Caesars instead of Domino's?
I don't care where you go. I'm just a minimum wage employee. I'm just saying I need to come by there right now and get 52 cents from you.
I'm not paying 52 cents for two pieces of pepperoni.
Well, if you're not, then you're a thief. You're a thief and a liar.
How am I a thief and a liar for two pieces of pepperoni that you did?
It's the principle. You need to pay for what you got. And you got two extra slices of pepperoni. And they're 26 cents each.
Call the cops and make me get a ticket for
Yeah, they will. They've done it before.
For two pieces of pepperoni.
Yes, they will. Do you want to find out?
Yeah, send the cops here because I'm not paying for two pieces of pepperoni.
Oh, you will. One way or another, you're going to pay for those two pieces of pepperoni.
Get back to your minimum wage, Dave.
And get back to my mod, bob, the da. What was that? What were those words you stumbled over?
Hey, buddy, I'm barely graduated and make more money than you do in a day.
Really? What do you do for a living?
I work in oil fields, so...
Oh, really? Does that make you feel superior
that
you work in oil instead of pizza?
Oil fields.
Oh, okay. You're definitely better than me. It sounds like you're much smarter, and I'm very jealous of what you do for a living.
Who makes more money, buddy? Me or you? Yeah.
If that's what matters to you in life, then I guess you're the winner.
You kind of need money to live in life, you dipshit.
So how come if you make so much money, you can't pay 52 cents for the pepperonis
I'm
that you got?
I'm not going to pay 52 cents. That's fucking stupid for your fucking mistake.
Well, you got the extra pepperonis, though. It's not like we're just taking 52 cents from you.
I'll fucking give you two pepperonis back from the pizza.
Okay, fine. You want to do that? You want to give me two pepperonis?
Okay, then come get two pepperonis from the pizza.
Since you're too much of a cheapskate to just give me 52 cents?
Yeah, I am too much of a cheapskate.
Because you don't make that much money, you just can't afford it, right?
I don't make that much money. I can't afford that. That's way too much money.
Hey, tell that retard in the background to shut the fuck up.
Hey, he's that retard in the background to shut the fuck up.
That's right. Does he work in the oil fields, too?
Don't say that to our face, pussy.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be there soon. And if he's talking like that in the background, I'm going to say, hey, you, shut the fuck up. Give me my 52
cents. Yeah, and
then
I'll fucking punch you straight in the face.
Oh, no, you won't. You can't punch me in the face.
Oh, you want to bet me?
Yeah, we'll see who wins that fight.
Knock your ass out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Get over here, then.
I'm on my way. I'm driving right now.
Okay,
I'll
see you here, then. Call me a pussy again.
Oh, you're a pussy. You're a goddamn pussy.
All right, dude, I can't wait for you to fucking get here.
I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Good. And call me a pussy in my face. You're a fucking happy.
And if you give me pepperonis that are too small, like, I'm going to charge you for it. You need to give me the big pepperonis.
Oh, no, not two pepperonis too small. Oh, my God.
Yeah, since you can't afford 52 cents, you know, you need to give me the biggest pepperonis.
I can't afford 52 cents. I'm way too poor for that.
I know. I can tell.
I can tell, too, dude. When you get a better job than Domino's, come talk to me.
Okay. Are they hiring in the oil fields? Do you think I can get a job
with
you?
Actually, yeah, they are.
Okay.
I don't think you can work out there, though. Bitches can't work out there.
Do I have to have, a degree or anything to work in the oil fields?
Actually, yeah, you do.
Crap.
If you want to get high up.
Crap. I guess I'm shit out of luck. I'm just going to be stuck here at this pizza place forever.
Did you even graduate high school, bro?
I'm never going to get up to working in the oil fields. Damn it.
You probably didn't even graduate high school.
It's true. I didn't.
You probably didn't, so you can't work out there.
I couldn't graduate because I was too busy working at the pizza place. They worked me till 2 in the morning, and I'd fall asleep in school, and
it sucked. That sucks.
Yeah. But at least I don't try and cheat people out of their, oh, he hung up. Now I feel bad about myself.
Hello.
Hello, William?
Huh?
William?
Yeah, it is William. Who's this?
Hey, William, it's Todd from the pizza. You ordered a pizza for...
Oh, my God.
What?
What was that?
I said I'm Todd from the pizza, and you interrupted me.
Oh.
How are you doing? How was your pizza?
Oh, it was excellent.
You got the pepperonis, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's a problem with that.
What's that?
Okay, so they were looking on the security cameras, and I was trying to be nice. I'm the guy that made your pizza. I gave you extra pepperonis.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're saying I'm not allowed to do that. We're limited to a certain amount of pepperonis on each pizza, so you owe us two pepperonis.
Uh-huh.
Or, they're 26 cents each, so, 52 cents. I'm gonna have to come by right now, and I'm gonna get 52 cents from you.
What time is it?
Oh, boy. Well, it looks like it's 1:06. I just got off work. But they're making me do this off the clock.
Mm-hmm. So you woke me up for 52 cents, you said?
Yeah, because they're saying you're a thief. You know, you basically stole two pepperonis from us that you weren't supposed to get. But I need to
come... Well, I tell you what...
He sure told me. Let me try again. He told me what?
Please leave your message for 832.
Oh, now he's going to hit the fuck you button. That just means I'm going to call him about 20 times. I think he ripped his battery out of the phone and threw it across the
room.
Please
leave your message for...
I'm going to assume that's what happened. William, I'm the manager here at the pizza. And you owe us two pepperonis or 52 cents. And God damn it, we're going to get those. We're going to come over tonight and we're going to pick up those pepperonis or 52 cents. And we need exact change because we don't carry change this late at night. So we need 52 cents. So you better answer your door when we come there and knock. God damn it. I have some emails to read here. Really good emails. This first one, it's from someone named Men's Renewal, and it says, RBCP, boost your testosterone with Vidox today. More info. And there's a couple hearts. It's an email from Premium Nutraceuticals. And I think there's supposed to be an attachment for me to click on, but the attachment seems to be missing, so that sucks. What else do we have here? It looks like Bolt McAction. He has started following me on Mixlr. Thanks, Bolt McAction. That's pretty exciting. Here's an email from Boost Your Manpower, and the subject is also Boost Your Manpower. Men, keep your advantage, gain an edge, and boost your manpower. The number one selling men's vitality product at GNC during 2013 continues this year to be the top selling product of its kind. retail supplies are limited due to the high popularity and success of this award-winning product. But I can still buy it at this special link, and it will make me feel like a man again. Oh, this is great. I'm going to play some voicemails while I sign up for this.
Hey, Brad. It's Illmatic. Just calling to say I fucking love your show. I promise to keep this voicemail short, like your penis. Okay, bye.
Not for long, because I am buying some Boost My Manpower juice. Award-winning Boost My Manpower juice.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
This is Roy Cactus.
I hate your phone.
My neighbors left their trash cans out past garbage day,
Those bastards.
I went up to the door and left a note saying you're making the whole neighborhood look like hobos by leaving your trash cans out, and told them they should really bring them in to bring down our property values. You should have seen their faces when they read the note.
Wait, you saw their faces as they read the note? I'm starting to feel like this story isn't true. If it is, though, you should take a picture, because there's a blog for pictures like that. It's called Passive Aggressive Notes. It's a fun blog to read about people like you that leave passive aggressive notes. You know what? That is going to be everyone's homework assignment. You need to write a passive aggressive note to somebody and put it on their car or their door, you know, just wherever, and then snap a picture of it. And call them hobos for some reason. Make sure you call them hobos. That part's important. That's your homework assignment tonight. Write a passive-aggressive note, put it on something, and then take a picture and mail the picture to me at rbcp@phonelosers.org. I don't know what I plan to accomplish with this homework assignment, but that'll be amusing. But it'll sure be funny for all of you guys to call people hobos.
Hi, Brad. I'm leaving a voicemail at 2:26 a.m. because I have nothing better to do. I don't really have a joke, but I have some pickup lines about
even
iPhones.
Better. Wait, about what? Wait, now I gotta rewind.
Some pickup lines about iPhones. So, okay, here's a pickup line. Baby, if you were an iPhone 6, I would tap you all day.
These are better than jokes.
Let's see. How much does your iPhone weigh? Enough to break the ice. One more. Excuse me, did you just call me on my iPhone? Then I guess it wasn't my phone that was vibrating in my pocket. Ha ha ha.
Wait, I don't get that one. What else would be vibrating in your pocket?
Yeah, I guess those are the ones I have for now. Also, apparently it's going to rain here on Wednesday because that's what Frankie said.
Charge your iPhones. Charge your Androids.
So there's going to be rain in Houston, Texas. So I'd better charge my iPad and my iPod and order pizza and Chinese food. Okay.
Be prepared.
Bye.
Stay safe, Olga. One last voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's me, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
I don't know why I introduced myself like that. It's not like you can remember who I am.
I remember everybody.
Gloria, she leaves two voicemails, and she's well-known by Brad. Gloria, you fucking bitch, if you're listening to this, fuck you. But anyway, it's me, Kyle. I'm the one who threw...
People either love or hate Gloria.
...my phone on the stairs in the previous voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
If you notice that I'm calling from a new number, it's because I broke my
phone. Yeah, because I memorize all the numbers that call me.
...phone when I threw it down the stairs, and it's a new phone that I got. Yeah, I just thought you'd like to know that, if you even remember. It was, like, October. Couch Pickles was
two
the
shows
name of the
ago.
Episode. Everybody go watch that episode and listen to my previous voicemail, because it was super hilarious. And, some good performance art in that. So, yeah.
Yep, I love performance art. Ask
I'll
Oregon guy.
Leave another voicemail next week. You can expect that.
Can't wait!
Bye, asshole.
Sorry I broke your phone. All right, enough of the voicemails. Let's get back to calls. The pizza calls are all finished. No more pizza calls, but I started calling hobo stores after the pizza calls, and it was really late at night. I didn't think I'd get through to anyone, but I got through to three people. So here are those calls. After that, there's another call to not hobo people. I won't spoil the surprise right now, though, but let's play those so I can end this stupid show. Oh, here's people that they rented from Hobo. That's what I'll do. I'm going to call these four people that are left. They bought things from a hobo store. That'll be the end of my show. But, I mean, this is stupid because it's late at night. It's 2 in the morning where these people are. No, 3 in the morning. So just one call to each of these places. I don't even know what to say to them.
Hello?
Hello, is James available?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
I'm calling from the Hobo Store. This is Jared.
Oh, okay, just a moment.
Okay. She said it's the Hobo Store.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the Hobo Store. This is Jared.
Yeah.
And you bought some tiles from us, right?
Yeah.
Because what's that?
Several different times, yeah.
Yeah, because this most recent time, like the tiles you bought, I'm pretty sure they're counterfeit. Because we've got this girl here, her name's Rebecca. She's in a pottery class at her community college, and she keeps making fake tiles. And she sells the fake tiles to customers, and she just pockets the money.
Yeah.
Did you use those tiles yet?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Because, I mean, they're much more fragile than real tiles.
Yeah.
And if you flip them over, you'll be able to tell they're not counterfeit, because they don't say made in China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, just so you know.
Can I return them then, or?
Oh, no. All sales final. I'm just saying, like, if you put those tiles down, you're not going to want to walk on them with shoes. You're going to want to take off your shoes and walk with bare feet or socks.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, they can break really easily if you stomp hard across them.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you got to be really careful. Are they for your house or are they for, like, a job you're doing?
A job.
Okay. You're going to need to tell those people that they cannot wear shoes in that room that you put those tiles in.
Oh, wow. That won't work.
Tell them to walk softly and, like, post a sign at the door that says, take off your shoes. And if they have children, tell them they can't run. They may want to put, like, some felt on the bottom of their kitchen chairs or whatever.
We probably will just use different ones then.
Okay, all right.
And use those.
You're going to have to look at each one individually, because she does a really good counterfeit job.
And this is somebody in...
Yeah, she goes to the community college. She takes a pottery class. And what she's been doing is, she in pottery class, she uses the school's clay, and she just makes fake tiles. You know, cooks them in the oven, and then she sells them to customers, and she just pockets the money. And I keep telling her to cut it out. I'm like, God damn it, Rebecca. You can't do this. Stop it. And she just keeps doing it. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
I'm at my end's wit. My wit's end. Okay. That's what I meant to say.
All right, thanks a lot.
Now, Rebecca's pissing me the fuck off, you know? I'm about to punch her in the stomach. Fucking Rebecca.
Hello?
I was trying to tell you, I'm about to punch Rebecca in the goddamn stomach if she doesn't quit doing this.
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk anymore.
Why not? Do you have to be up early?
In the middle of... What?
You're in the middle of sex?
No.
Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry. I was just assuming. You can't be in the middle of sleep. It's only 2 in the morning. That'd be in the first quarter of sleep, right? Nobody goes to sleep before midnight.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name...
So this guy actually works at the store, at this hobo store. And I told him, I'm like, maybe you should stop. Because this seems like a bad idea. You're going to get yourself fired. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. I'm going to keep giving you numbers. And he's like, you can tell everyone it's the Hobo Store. I don't care. It's a big chain.
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm calling for Ruth. Is this Ruth?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What?
Yes, that's correct. It's actually 2:16 in the morning.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the Hobo Store. You bought some tiles from us?
Yes.
And I'm the janitor here. I'm working at the night shift. I'm cleaning up the store.
Yeah.
And it looks like they shorted you a few tiles. I found your invoice, and I was sweeping up. I swept up your invoice. And, you know, we shorted you a couple tiles. You're going to need to come in and get those.
All right.
And you know, like,
thank you for calling.
Well, look, I'm almost off work. I'm almost done cleaning up the store. I could drop by real quick, and I'll just knock on the door. Maybe.
You know, I've been knocking on the door. Okay, why don't you just drop them off? That's fine.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You. I appreciate that.
And maybe, you know, you can invite me in and for a cup of coffee or something for my trouble.
I gotta get to sleep.
Why?
So, yeah, just drop them off by the front door, okay?
Well, no, no, no. I want to knock. I want to come in and have a cup of Joe. Like, what do you...
I don't even have coffee. No, I have to... No, I get up early for work.
Well, so. Do you have a...
Otherwise, I can pick it up. I'll just pick it up
have,
then tomorrow.
Do you have Pepsi or... what do you have to drink there? You have any alcohol?
No.
Because, I mean, I'm up for...
I'll just pick it up.
What do you
I'll
have...
I'll just pick it up myself.
Why do you have to be
I'll
up...
I'll just pick it up.
Do you have to be up early in the morning? What do you have to do?
Yeah, I have to... I'll pick it up myself.
What are you doing in the morning?
I'll pick it up in the morning.
Okay, well, you didn't answer my question.
I have the invoice here. Okay. I have the invoice here.
Well,
invoice.
Wait. If I just drop them off tonight, then you don't have to pick them up in the morning.
So it's up to you. If you don't want to, that's fine.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I don't mind. I just want to come in. Maybe we can watch some Netflix together.
No. I'll just pick it up. I have the invoice.
Were you asleep?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Wait, were you asleep when I called? What? Oh. I tried, you guys. I tried to ask what she's dreaming about.
Telephone number 1.
All right, I guess I'm done with her. At least these people are home this time. I tried to call these people a few days ago, and they just weren't picking up. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling for Kelly.
Hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for that update. I know what fucking time it is. Is Kelly around?
Sorry, I'm her husband. Can you tell me what's up?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the hobo store. She bought some tiles from us.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I just need to talk to her about her order. So could you just put her on and stop acting like a jealous husband? You're not her goddamn secretary. Just put her on.
Sorry, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow, look at that. The time hasn't changed in the past 30 seconds. Can you just put Kelly on?
Dude.
Oh,
2 o'clock in the morning. Hobo, yes. We order tiles.
Oh, wait,
can
wait.
Tell me what the...
Tell me one more time. What time is it? Because I didn't catch that the first 3 times.
I'm sorry.
I'm not calling to ask what time it is. I'm calling to talk to Kelly. So just put Kelly on the phone. You big stupid.
He's sleeping, as normal people would do.
Well, no, I need to get this work order taken care of. So you put Kelly on the phone. God damn it. I need to talk to Kelly. Her name's on the order, not yours, whoever the hell you are. I can't talk to Kelly's mistress. I got to talk to Kelly.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Sure, this is Jared.
Okay. With Hobo?
Yeah, I'm with the Hobo store.
Okay.
Our prices are
like
hobolicious. What was that? he didn't put Kelly on. He just hung up on me.
Hello?
It's very important that... Oh, can you tell me what time it is? Is it by chance still 2 in the morning?
It is, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Is Kelly there?
Yes, she's sleeping.
Okay. Wake her up and put her on the phone. You overprotective husband. All right, whatever, I don't care. Last call of the night is this call. It's probably not going to work out. Doing this just for Neon.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Jared from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick? We'll do a quick survey, and they'll get, like, a free coupon for some drinks or sandwiches.
Okay. Here. Customer service. Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Huh?
Hi, is this a customer I'm talking to?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name? This is John from the corporate office.
My name is Cindy.
Okay, well, hey, you don't need to, you know, act like a jerk about it. I'm just trying to do a survey.
I'm not acting like a jerk.
I don't know. You've got an attitude with me. I don't understand what the attitude problem is. Maybe you just need to leave our store. I'm just trying to do a survey. I'm just trying to do my job.
I was just caught off guard. I didn't know. She just handed me a phone.
Okay. Well, you know, you'd be more polite. I'm trying to give you free shit, ma'am. trying to give you free Slurpees, sodas, or sandwiches. God damn it. So, do you want to do the survey or not?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, don't yell at me. You don't need to yell at me.
I'm not yelling.
Stop yelling, ma'am. You need to stop being so aggressive inside of our stores. Are you acting like that toward the cashier, too? That's not nice.
I don't know who it is, but he's being really weird. Hello?
Ma'am, if that lady's being, you know, if she's being a problem in the store, you can just kick her out.
No, she actually wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
She was saying that she was being rude.
Oh, no, she's the rude one. She's just...
Okay. I know. Yeah. No, she's not, though. That really surprised me.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to another customer?
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. That'd probably be better, because, yeah, fuck okay. That bitch.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, this is Dave from the... I'm that lady's roommate that just handed you the phone.
Yeah.
And she has a crush on you, and she wants to ask you out.
All right.
What do you think? Is she your type? Would you give her a chance?
Yeah, have a good one.
What? He just hung right up on me. Someday, I'm going to do that prank. People are going to get together and they're going to have kids. I'll be the godfather. That's my whole... That's what I'm trying to accomplish with that particular prank. Get some people together. I know I said I don't have any more pizza calls from last night, but I just called the rest of the list, the people that didn't answer last night, and one of them picked up. So here's one more pizza call.
Hello?
Hello, Tyler?
Yeah, am I speaking with?
This is Dave from the pizza. You ordered a pizza last night?
Yeah.
And you had the pepperonis, right?
No, I had, I think, two sandwiches, a pasta, and bread bites.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We didn't order pizza, did we? We didn't have pizza. Yeah, we didn't have pizza, bud.
Yeah, and the manager, she wanted me to just call and apologize for what I did. I'm sure you've noticed it by now. Oh, so.
You didn't order or deliver it, I don't think. I can't remember his name, but he didn't sound like you.
Oh, I know. No, I was driving him, and he came up to the door. But he was upset that you didn't tip very well, so I came up and I peed on your doorknob.
One more time?
I peed on your doorknob because the other guy, he was upset because you didn't tip.
I did tip. I used my card.
Oh, well, he said he didn't tip very well. Like, you tipped like it's the 50s or something.
One more time?
He says you tipped like it was the 50s. That's what he said. Said you
oh, okay.
May as well have not tipped.
Well, I think our bill was only like $26, and I think an $8 tip's pretty good on that. So, I don't know. Who are you and who are you with? That's what I want to know right now.
Well, my name's Dave, and I peed on your doorknob last night, and I'm just calling to apologize. So, I'm sorry about that. You haven't touched the doorknob yet.
You're with or something?
Yeah, you haven't touched the doorknob, have you? Because you might want to clean that. Because, you know, you don't want to get peed
on. Okay, so where are you at right now?
I'm at the pizza place.
Okay. All right, I'll be down to see you guys in just a minute.
For what? Why are you coming down?
Hello?
Hey, on your way out, don't touch the doorknob because it's got pee on it. You know, just a tip. Much better than the tip you gave us. What did he say he tipped $8 on a $24 order? 20-something dollar. Anyway, that's crazy. It's a 33% tip. Or maybe that's normal. I don't know. When I don't order delivery pizza. I just pick it up myself because I'm a cheapskate. Kind of like that guy that works in the oil fields. But I just tipped $2 or $3 to the pizza guy. Is that horrible of me? I know when I did pizza delivery, half the people didn't tip at all. Like, I didn't get anything. $15 pizza, $2 or $3 tip. It's not completely horrible. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's a good thing I don't get a lot of delivery pizza. I tip waitresses well, okay? And when I go to Subway, I put a dollar in the cup. Always, every single time. $1 for a $5 meal. Or $2 if there's two of us. $3 if there's three of us. You know, I tip. I'm not too much of a cheapskate, I swear. That's gonna do it for today's show. The Sunday, aka Saturday show. Hey, remember, Pranksgiving is coming up. That's going to be the Friday... Well, it's going to be Thanksgiving night. It starts Thanksgiving night and lasts until Friday night. Black Friday. Black Fridays are always hilarious. Last year, it was me and Stacy doing a show together. That was kind of fun. It was mostly just Stacy running around outdoors in really loud environments yelling at me a bunch. But we got a really good prank out of it. In fact, I was editing that prank last night. I'm going to put it up on the YouTube, because I never put it up on the YouTube because Stacy has video to go along with it that she never sent me, and I've been waiting for that. But screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and release it on YouTube. But I'm going to play it right now. I did edit it, so it's, you know, it's not too long, but let's go ahead and play that. Prank from last year, last year's snowplow show. During this prank, Stacy is hanging out in the automotive section at Walmart, and she's videotaping the whole interaction that's happening.
Walmart, Charlie.
Is this the automotive?
Yes.
Oh, hey, this is Ben Chode from the store security department. Is there a man buying a shirt right now?
Yeah, he just left.
Oh, can you catch him? Can you call him back?
Hold on. Okay. Hello?
Hi, is this the guy that was buying a shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, you're not allowed to buy shirts in automotive. That's stupid. How gay are you? Come on.
What do you mean, how gay am I?
No, listen, you go to the normal register. I know you think
my car's parked over here.
I know you think you're really smooth trying to save time and go to the automotive to buy shirts, but that's retarded. Why don't you just go to the front like the rest of the people?
Because my car's parked out here on the side by the automotive. Because I went into the TV department to look there, and the closest exit and entrance to the TV department is automotive.
Okay, you sound like an asshole. You're an asshole. You're being an asshole.
Oh, stick it. Hey, listen, buddy. Who are you?
You're the type of person that buys towels.
You don't talk to me like that.
Keys and electronics to save time.
You don't talk to me. You don't talk to customers like that, buddy.
You're basically cutting in line. You're an asshole. You're cutting in line.
No, you don't talk to customers. You don't call them names. You don't curse at them.
We're going to have your car towed for being such an asshole. You think you can save...
You call me all kinds of curse words.
Sir, hello? Did I lose the patient? Yeah, he's gone. Ugh. I wanted to...
I don't know. This guy's like really mad. And are we going to do the battery or what are we going to do?
Definitely get
the battery.
The
guy's kind of busy right now. Hey.
Oh, wait, shh, be quiet.
Oh, I'm just waiting on battery information. Yeah, I don't. Wait. I'm just going to come back at another time because I don't know what's going on here.
Just wait. We want to hear them yell at each other.
Huh?
I want to hear them yell at each other if you can stay there, if possible.
Well, I can try to wait over here. Something happened with the guy with the shirt or something.
Oh, weird. I wonder what happened.
Do you hear that?
Yes. Should I try and call back? I think I'm going to try and call back. I want to tell the cashier that he's a shoplifter.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hey, I'm calling from the store security again. That guy that's yelling, he's a shoplifter. He shoplifted. You need to search his pants. He's got something down the front of his.
He bought the manager.
Well, I know, but he put a can of WD-30 down the front of his pants. Does it look like he has a large bulge in the front of his pants?
He paid for two items.
Yeah, he paid for two, but then he put the oil. He took some oil and put it down the front of his pants.
Okay, well, he's calling for y'all. Y'all can come check him.
Yeah, but can you look in the front of his pants? Do you see a bulge in the front of his pants?
I don't see nothing too unusual.
How much of it is his cock? And how much of it do you think is oil? Like just a regular quart of oil?
No, it's not in the front of his pants. Uh-uh.
Okay, can you ask him to unbutton his pants? Huh? Can you ask him to unbutton his pants?
No.
No,
I ask him to unbutton his pants?
No, I'm ordering you. He needs to unbutton his pants. Just say, sir, unbutton your pants.
Hey, let me. I'm gonna let you speak with Kevin.
He's gonna know. He's gonna know he's busted.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
That man. He stole some oil. That man that's yelling, and he's trying to create a diversion so he can steal more oil with all the yelling.
Okay. He knows
that we know. Like, ask him to unbutton his pants because they're down the front of his pants. Just say, sir, okay. Sir, unbutton the front of your pants because the oil's there, and just see how his reaction is real quick.
I feel more comfortable if somebody else is back here as well, you know. Can you send police?
Oh, no, because we're so busy. We've got shoplifters in every department right now. Just say, sir, unbutton your pants. Just do that real quick.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
No, it's okay, because he knows that we know.
Okay, so what do you think?
Excuse me, sir, unbutton your pants. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we're just...
It sounds absolutely ridiculous.
I know, just say, sir, unbutton your pants. Just do it real quick.
You're gonna have to send security or something. I cannot do that.
Say, sir, unzip your pants.
Who was? Do you know who's one? Whoever called this line?
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what he's asking about.
Oh well, because he's angry because we caught him shoplifting. Just tell him to tell him to give us the quart of oil back, and we'll just let him go. Just say, sir, give us the quart of oil back that you stole. Just say, unbutton your pants.
All right, I don't know how to... Bye.
Well, no, just get the quart of oil from him. Tackle that motherfucker. God damn you, Stacy, for never sending me the video on that. It's probably going to send it to me 10 years from now. But please, everyone, be sure to abandon your families on Thanksgiving night and buy a bunch of Red Bulls and stuff, and stay up for 24 hours listening to prank calls on prankcallnation.com. You guys have been awesome about supporting the show lately. There's been a bunch of new signups lately on Patreon. So thank you, everyone who's supporting the show. That is amazing. It's going to make more shows happen, more things happen. One of these decades, I might even get a new Telephone Falls made. No, I'm kidding. It'll happen soon. I've started on that. I've started on some other things, too. And right now is a really good time to sign up, because I'm doing these coins. Silver PLA coins. They are being manufactured right now, and they should be mailed to me next week, probably. I'm going to be mailing those to all the Patreon people who receive things in the mail. It's going to be December only, though. December 2014. So if you're not a Patreon member this coming month, you're completely screwed. So sign up, support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. If you don't like the looks of Patreon, or you don't want to sign up on there for some reason because you're a weird paranoid Linux user, you can sign up on phonelosers.org/cactus instead. Same thing, basically. Also visit phonelosers on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, and on twitter.com/phonelosers, and blah, 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 blah. I'll shut up now. Bye, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye. Beauty is beyond compare, but blame the locks of Auburn Air.
Hey, buddy, I'm barely graduated and make more money than you do in a day. Get back to your minimum wage, dude.